lovely podcast people, and welcome to another episode of The Fitness Solution. Oh, I'm just so excited to be here today talking to you. Oh, I think it's been like 2 weeks since my last episode, so I'm getting more consistent again, which I'm trying to make Mondays my podcast day, which makes sense, right? Everyone likes listening on a Monday. But yeah, so it's not been the most consistent recently, but I'm working on getting that better. And the more I drill down on this habit, the better it will be, of course. And there's something I really, really want to talk to you about today as well. Yeah, but let's give you a couple of quick updates on things that are going on. Actually, I have a special offer for you, actually. If you're listening to this, I said actually twice. Let's just move on. I have a special offer for you, actually. Because if you're listening to this, I would like to offer you a free month on the Strong and Confident program, which is my one-to-one online coaching program. Now, I emailed my list out the other day and had loads of people get in touch with me about starting their free month. And I want to offer that to my loyal podcast cohort as well. So if you'd like that, all you have to do is DM me on Instagram or drop me an email, adam@thegymstarter.com. And I will, of course, get that all sorted for you. Because that's really exciting. And I think it would be good to show you what online training looks like, how it can work for you. And you might be a bit trepidatious, might want to try it out a little bit first, see what the system's like and everything else. And yeah, and also, like, don't be put off. It's called the Strong and Confident program, but it's not like a program. I individually write everything for everybody. I individually, like, handcraft everything for them, and we respond in a very one-to-one way. It's not like a one size fits all sort of program. So if you want to start moving better, start feeling better, start sleeping better, if you want to start burning body fat, building muscle, all the good things that come from living a more active lifestyle, then please, please, please drop me a DM on Instagram or email adam@thegymstarter.com. Right, that's my pitch over. Now today I want to talk to you all about your metabolism. Because it's some amazing research came out over the weekend all about metabolism, and it was really, really, really awesome to see. Like, really awesome to see, because it actually backed up what I've thought for a very long time, and it actually backed up what a lot of my colleagues in the fitness industry, people like Jordan Syatt and Dr. Spencer Nadolski and those kinds of people, what they also seem to believe about the metabolism as well. So it came as no surprise, but what was awesome about it was the fact that now we have the science to back it up, which is the best thing ever. So a long time ago now, I'm just looking at it here, 23rd of June 2020. I wrote a blog article called "Is Your Metabolism Broken? And How Does Your Metabolism Actually Work?" Because I'm sure you've heard this from friends, family, everybody else, and I'm sure you might have even thought it about yourself, in the sense that your metabolism, or people say it all to me all the time, I've gained a bit of weight because my metabolism has slowed down, or my metabolism is broken, how do I fix it? I'm a dieter, so my metabolism has been snapped in half, and all these things. And I've always disliked it. And I disliked it well before I even wrote this article. And I've disliked it. Oh, the article, by the way, I'll link in the show notes in case you wanted to peruse it after. But I've always disliked it. And the main reason I disliked it to begin with was because I hate the term. I hate people talking about themselves using the word broken. You're not broken. In the same way I hate people, this one really winds me up. Do you ever get someone who's like, oh, I better wait for the better half? Whenever someone says that to me, I want to slap them. Like, palpably, just no. They are not your better half, okay? They are your wife. You are a complete human being and you should talk to yourself with respect. Or talk about yourself with respect. They're not half of you. They've never been half of you. They'll never be half of you. You are a full, complete person. Another person can't complete you. Another person can very much enhance you, but they can't complete you. And if you feel like they are completing you, then you really need to sit down and look at what is going on. Okay? I know it sounds like a nice, smolchy romance thing to say that they say in Hollywood. Oh, you complete me. No. All right? You don't have a better half. And if you did have a better half, it'd be your right side or your left side. It wouldn't be the woman or the man that you married or that you're with. There is no better half, okay? Let's just get that clear. So back to people talking about them being broken. What a tangent that was. Back to people talking about them being broken. You're not broken. Your metabolism can't break. It's not like it's a piece of wood that we can snap in half. This might come as a shock to you, I know. But whenever someone says this, and I bet many people are going, oh, but this personal trainer once said that my metabolism is broken because I've spent years dieting and stuff like that. It's just not possible, okay? So the best definition of metabolism is this. Metabolism describes all the chemical processes that go on continuously inside your body to keep you alive and your organs functioning normally, such as breathing, repairing cells, and digesting food. Now, please, God, tell me, if your metabolism was broken, what one of those things do you think is not working? Are your organs not functioning normally? Are you not breathing? Are your cells not repairing? Or are you not digesting your food? If any of those aren't in place, you need to go and see a doctor. I mean, it's a bit too late if breathing's not in place. And if you, well, if organs aren't functioning normally, go and see a doctor for sure. But if breathing's not functioning properly, then yeah, go and see a doctor or it's too late. But everything else, you see the grand old signs that you're ill, not that your metabolism is broken, okay? Now, every chemical reaction in the body requires energy for it to occur. And this energy comes from the calories you eat, right? And so therefore, I think in terms of fitness and fat loss, I think a definition for metabolism could be or should be this. The way in which your body burns calories to keep your body running, like the speed at which a car burns fuel in order to make its engine work, you burn calories to keep your engine running. Okay, I don't like comparing humans to cars, but that kind of makes sense. All right. Now, the confusion here, why people say your metabolism is broken or whatever's going on, okay, is because you don't understand what makes up your metabolism. Now, this is quite technical. On the blog post that's linked in the show notes, there is a really gorgeous Instagram post that I did of this once that breaks it all down. Okay, so let's start here. So your entire metabolism is something that's known as your TDEE, which is known as your total daily energy expenditure, okay, which is all of the energy we spend in a day being me. So right now I'm fidgeting a lot. My left leg is twitching up and down, and that's because I have energy and I'm burning it, right? So that goes into my TDEE. So now 70% of your TDEE, of your 100% of all of the energy you burn, 70% of this is something known as your basal metabolic rate. And that is very simply the calories your body burns by being you. Okay? It's what goes into you. So it's based on your height, it's based on your size, your current body size, body weight. It's also based on how big your organs are. It's based on all of those things, okay? How much muscle mass you have, how much fat mass you have, things like that. Now, this is the section, when someone says my metabolism is broken, this is the section that people generally refer to. However, what they misunderstand about that is that actually by dieting, when you diet to lose weight, chances are you're going to try and lose body fat. But what also happens is some people can lose muscle mass. And it's by losing too much muscle mass can the BMR, it's still always 70% of your TDEE, but the TDEE has decreased in total. and therefore you're burning less calories at rest. Okay. However, the thing to say about that is you can't gain or lose enough muscle over the sort of time periods we're talking, or within the bodies we're talking, to really make that big of a difference. To make that big of a difference that equals you have put on 10, 20 kilos, say. Okay? It just doesn't work that way. So that's 70% of your basal metabolic rate. Sorry, 70% of your TDEE is your basal metabolic rate. Get your head in gear, Adam. Then the next section of your metabolism is something called non-exercise activity thermogenesis. And if you listen to James Smith or Darren Cartel or anyone like that, it's called, they have a little hashtag called NEATOP247. And this is what they're referring to. Because the more we do non-exercise activity thermogenesis, and this refers to all daily movement, by taking the stairs, standing in meetings, standing when on the phone, doing the gardening, walking, having a shower, fidgeting like I am with my legs twitching. All of these things go into non-exercise activity thermogenesis. Neat. So it's all movement that isn't prescribed exercise, that isn't exercise in a gym or isn't exercise doing cardio, basically. Okay? And that is 15% of your metabolism. So the eagle-eyed around you will now know that we've spent 85% of our metabolism basically being who we are, which is very difficult to change. Can't change your genetics too much. And your non-exercise activity thermogenesis, how much you move every day, which leaves 15%, which is divided thus. 10% of your metabolism goes into what's called the thermic effect of food. And this means how many calories you burn to digest the food you eat. And research has shown that protein-rich foods require more energy to be digested, which is why we're always telling you to eat more protein to help with things like this, to help you lose weight, because it fills you up for longer, because it takes longer to digest. So if you're trying to lose weight, eat more protein, because it takes longer to digest. It means you're not going to be hungry as much, and it takes longer for it to work. So you're going to increase that 10% of your TDEE, your TEF, your thermic effect of food. Have you ever heard the thing that like it but takes more calories to burn a stick of celery than it does to eat it, which is actually a lie. But that's where that comes from, as in it takes more to digest that food than it does for you to actually, than you get from eating it, right? So TEF. So now that's 95% of your metabolism, all right? So we've now spent 95% of our metabolism, 70% on BMR, 15% on NEAT, 10% on TEF, which leaves 5%. Now, you know we have non-exercise activity thermogenesis, the NEAT, which would suggest that maybe somewhere in there might be a little wiggle room for actual prescribed exercise. And you're not wrong. There is. And 5%, I'm going to say that again, 5% of the calories you burn each day, 5% of all of the calories you burn each day is prescribed fitness, is doing cardio or lifting heavy weights in the gym. That's how many calories are burnt during your exercise, 5% of your TDEE. 5%. I'm hoping your jaw is on the floor right now. And that is the makeup of the metabolism. So when you say to me, well, when someone says my metabolism is broken, what part of it is broken would be my question. How? It can't be broken. Like your BMR is not really broken because that's basically just based on the size of the person you are. Your NEAT's not broken because that's just moving. Your exercise isn't broken because it's exercise and you're still digesting food. So this is why I don't like that phrase. I really, really dislike the phrase, my metabolism is broken. Hence, I wrote the blog. And now the other thing that we need to put to bed here is people who say their metabolism slows down as they get older. And this is what the study that I started this podcast all about really went into. And it's really, really interesting. Now, you might have heard that your metabolism slows down when you get older. You might have heard that, you know, like people put on weight because their metabolism has slowed down because they've got older and, you know, it gets harder compared to when you're 20 to compare to like when you're 40 and things like that. Okay. And the science states that that is no longer true. We knew it to not be true colloquially, but now we have actual data. There was a study that was done, that was published on Saturday, and it took 6,500 people from 27 countries around the world. And it found that you have the highest caloric burn when you're a sort of an adolescent, or even a neonatal, I think it was, is your highest metabolic burn. And they kind of judged it for body size and body shapes and everything as well. And then between the ages of 20 and 60, between the ages of 20 and 60, your metabolism stays the same. The amount of calories you burn each day stays the same. And then post being 60 years old, it decreases over time. Which was groundbreaking. Well, not groundbreaking, because we knew it. We just couldn't prove it until they spent a lot of money on this particular way of tracking people's metabolisms. And it's not easy. It's something to do with water. I don't really understand it. We'll move on. And so, therefore, the reason you're gaining weight, if you are gaining weight, or you find it a little bit harder to lose weight, isn't because you're older and your metabolism is slowing down. It's not because of factors that are out of your control, which is good news. It's because of factors that are completely under your control. Your diet is under your control. What happens as we get older is we have a bit more cash to spare. We probably increase our alcohol a little bit. We probably enjoy life a little bit more. We do a bit of takeout. We do this, that, and the other. And over time, that adds up and it sneaks up on you. And then suddenly out of nowhere, you're sat there and you're like, whoa, like over 10 years, I've put on X amount. Oh, it must be my metabolism because I'm getting older, without you actually looking at your behaviors. Another thing that happens as we get older, and this is true of aging, of getting older, is there's two things. One's a myth. Well, one's not a myth, but one's relevant, but not relevant. And that's not what I was going to get onto, but let me do the first point first before I forget. First point first, because you shouldn't do the first point second, is... Oh, he's forgotten it. Oh, he's already... What a brain fart. Hang on. My first point is... Yes, I've remembered it. Is that as we get older, we find it harder to move at the same intensity. So now, if you remember when I took you through your metabolism, I almost said metabolism. As I took you through your metabolism, NEAT, non-exercise activity thermogenesis, is responsible for 15% of your TDEE. Now, what happens as we get older is we, for want of a better word, get lazier. But we don't necessarily get lazier. We find it more difficult to work at the same intensity that we did when we was 20. What do I mean by that? You walk a little bit slower. You don't have the drive to lift as heavy weights. You don't move as much, because you don't. I've noticed it as I've got into my 30s. Yes, I'm 34. You just move a little bit slower. Like, it's ridiculous. And I see it with my dad, who's now 67. He moves a lot slower than even 5-6 years ago. And it kind of compounds over time. And it compounds more and more over time, the more and more you do it. And therefore, you're not burning as many calories because you're not moving at such a great intensity. And we know that intensity for movement is really important, because that's how we build muscle and that's how we look after ourselves. So yes, there's that. Now I've got to try and remember my other point. Oh, my other point was... Oh, he's forgot it again! What's he doing? I know I should have written it down. My other point was that... Muscle mass. That's what it was. The other thing you will have heard is that you lose muscle mass as you age. And that is true. But you don't lose as much muscle mass as you get older as you think you do. That would have such a big effect on your body weight. Just think about it, okay? Now, your musculature is what basically keeps your skeleton upright. Without muscles, we'd just be a bunch of bones on the floor. Now, I don't know how many like 80 plus year olds you know, but yeah, they're a bit smaller than they were when they were younger, but they're not that much smaller, are they? Then yeah, we shrink a bit and we, you know, we do lose muscle mass. I appreciate that. But there's also plenty of adults out there, elderly adults who are very fit and keep going. We've got a number in the gym I work at here on the Gold Coast. You're astounding. And because they've kept active, because they've kept trying to preserve the muscle they do have, they've managed to bat away that issue in their lives, and they have stable body weights. And so if you really think about that logically, there's no way you're losing enough muscle in when you're 40 to actually affect how much to have the same effect for the amount of weight that you may or may not be putting on if you're thinking your metabolism is broken. And that's the other thing to add there. Right, I think that's it. Basically, to conclude, because it's always nice to conclude these things, to conclude, your metabolism isn't broken. Your metabolism doesn't slow down as you get older until you get to the age of 60. What's probably going on is the fact that your calories are, if you are gaining weight, is that your calories are increasing and you're not moving at an intensity like you used to when you was 20, even if that is just fidgeting, going out, seeing friends, things like that. And that can be for a massive number of reasons. That could be for the very simple fact that you have kids at home now and you have to look after them and you have a different priority. And that's fine. I understand that. But that's what's going on here. Your metabolism isn't broken. It's good news because everything is now under your control. So what should we do? What is under our control and how do we protect it? And I'm going to sound like a broken record here, but it's nice. It's nice that more evidence is coming out to back up everything we say as personal trainers all of the time. So what should you do? Well, you should lift weights and remain active. You should lift weights to preserve the muscle that you do have. Sorry, I just took a sip of tea. To preserve the muscle that you do have. Because the muscle that you do have in your body is really important. And it will be more important the older you get in terms of helping to keep your weight stable or helping you to increase your physique in whatever way you wish. You should eat balanced food. Like eat a really nice, healthy, balanced sort of diet with vegetables, root vegetables, all kinds of vegetables. Good servings of carbohydrates, good servings of proteins, good servings of fats, the usual sorts of stuff. It's nothing you don't already know if you're a regular listener to The Fitness Solution. And if you're not a regular listener to The Fitness Solution, then welcome, but you should listen to it more because it's all the right stuff that all the science is pointing to these days. What else should you do? You should try and remain as active as possible. So go for walks. Work on that 15% of your metabolism. Your metabolism hasn't slowed down. You've slowed down. So speed yourself up. Focus on production, not reduction. I say it all the day long. Focus on production, not reduction. Focus on movement. Focus on doing things. Focus on getting things done. Don't focus on hiding away from that stuff and just blaming your body, blaming a chemical response that you think is out of your control, that you don't really fully understand. Although you do now because you listen to this, you lucky devil, you. Right. That's it from me. 24 minutes of metabolic gold. My offer at the start of the podcast still stands. If you got this far in, really well done. You can get a free month if you're not already a client on the Strong and Confident program. All you have to do is drop me a DM on Instagram or drop me an email on adam@thegymstarter.com. It's an absolute joy to be able to talk to you about this stuff day in and day out. Thank you so much for being here. It really does mean an awful lot to me. And I can't wait to talk to you again, hopefully next Monday. Peace, love, and protein. High fives and positive vibes. Ciao.